Okay, BYU head coach Mark Pope is here along with Jackson Robinson and Spencer Johnson. Coach, when you're comfortable, if you could just start us off with some general comments about the game.
Yeah, ton of credit to Texas Tech. They played great tonight. I thought they were really focused. I thought they were completely dialed in. I thought that they, it's been incredible to watch them make an adjustment with the way they play and how they play, losing such a dominant force inside like they have, and they've reinvented themselves in a really spectacular way, and I thought they were terrific tonight. We were disappointed with how things went. Certainly disappointed with the outcome. Sometimes you're out on the court and it feels like it's so hard to make progress. And there were a number of statistical reasons for that. But it was a really frustrating night for us. Morning.
Okay, please remember to raise your hand if you have a question. You can get a wireless mic to you. We ask that you identify yourself as well as your affiliation.
Blair Kirkhoff with the Kansas City Star. Jackson, you guys got off to such a great start yesterday, and then today just the opposite. What contributed to the slower start today?
That's just how the game works. We don't get to choose when we make shots and when we don't, but what matters is if we're going to come out there and fight. And I felt like by the time we decided to put up that fight, it was too late.
Go ahead, sir.
Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald. Mark, when this team doesn't make shots, is there a tendency to kind of let other parts of the game lose focus, like maybe defense or rebounding? And if that's the case, how did you manage to get them maybe to try to get away from that?
Yeah, it's sometimes you're climbing uphill a little bit. And like I said, credit Texas Tech a lot. Their speed and the explosiveness that they cut with over and over and over again, and their ability to get downhill and finish, they kind of hit us from the three-point line, from the dunker spot early, and so a ton of credit goes for them. But for sure, sometimes in the game you're fighting an uphill battle, and things start to disintegrate a little bit, and our team has been really, really, really resilient. That's actually the standard we have, and it's what we expect, and it's how we perform most often. It was a struggle all night long tonight. It was a struggle for us all night long, and the guys hung in there. There were a few moments where it felt like we barely, got over the edge, and we were the aggressor, but for the vast majority of the night, we were on our heels offensively and defensively tonight.
Front row here, over here on the left.
Jay Drew, Deseret News. Spencer, what did you think of you guys' energy from the tip? It seemed like Texas Tech just had a little bit more want to, or energy, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, that's something we talked about just barely as a team. They came out really aggressive. We came out a little bit flat. And that was maybe the frustrating part, was we just didn't set the tone early in the game like we should have, and like Coach said, just trying to play catch up the whole time.
We're going to go over to the right.
Yeah, Blair Kirkhoff with the KC Star again. Mark, I got a couple of Kansas City-centric questions for you. Did Andy Reid pay a visit to you guys today?
No, I haven't seen Coach.
Okay. The other thing is, I just wondered about your first Big 12 tournament experience, just the overall experience of Kansas City for you.
It's an incredible venue. We're so grateful to be here. We're so grateful to be a part of this league. Even on nights like this, right, we're still just full of gratitude for the opportunity to be here and excited to learn and be pushed and challenged and grow. And this league certainly does that, and it certainly gave us the opportunity today. And so we're really excited to be a part of this in the coming years.
Okay, we're on the front row on the right.
Sean Walker from KSL in Salt Lake. Spence, you led the team in rebounding tonight. You've done that a couple times this year, but what made rebounding against this Texas Tech team so difficult, and what can you maybe learn from that? Because this is probably not going to be your guys' last game this season.
Yeah, their guards did a really good job of coming down and rebounding down, and And one thing we can really learn from that is we actually have to get a hit, right? I think a lot of us got caught just ball watching. We'd watch the shot go up, and we wouldn't hit our guy, and they would come in and hit us first, and that really burned us, man. So that's something we can learn, is we gotta set the tone by actually hitting our guy and keeping him off the glass, and yeah.
Okay, let's go back here to the second row on the right.
Darnell Dixon, Daily Herald. Jackson, this team has put himself in a position to play in the NCAA tournament. You've got a couple of days before Selection Sunday, and Coach has said this is a player-centric team, player-led team. What are you guys going to be focusing on over the next few days to get ready for the tournament?
I mean, you know, this loss, it obviously hurts, but like you said, we have the tournament coming up, so we have to move on. We'll digest, you know, the film, stuff like that, look over it, but essentially we just got to move on to the next game and focus on what's ahead. We got bigger goals, so that's what matters.
Let's go in the front row on the left here.
Yeah, two questions. Mark, when you made the 15-0 run, you didn't have Jackson coming out of that timeout on the floor. Is that just your rotations, or why wasn't he out there?
Just trying to save a foul. He had four fouls and we had a defensive possession, so we thought we could maybe milk just one possession on the defensive end and keep him alive in the game.
And then with Allie not playing in the second half, was that related at all to his fasting, or was it an injury?
No, he just had an ankle that flared up, so he wasn't available in the second half.
I got a question over here on the right, about midway back.
Greg Eklund for AP Broadcast. For Coach, in the next few days, how much do you get caught up in projections before Selection Sunday?
I think we'll probably spend some time doing that, but mostly we just want to prepare to play great. And this team has been exceptional all year long in terms of competing, and it's been exceptional in terms of responding to setbacks. And you know, we got the biggest, best part of this whole season staring us right in the face, and I think we can't wait to get to it. And I think we're grateful for the extra couple of days to prepare, and it's so that's a beautiful thing. So all the projections, fortunately, we're in a spot where, you know, we don't feel a lot of stress. We're just excited about playing as good as we can and continuing to improve.
Got time for a couple more questions. Let's go to the front row here, over here on the left.
Spencer, Walton on Texas Tech said something about they were turned up because you guys were excited to see them or looking forward to playing them. Did you notice that energy from them on the court, and do you remember what you guys might have said?
I'm sure he was excited just because it's a tournament game. It was their first game in the tournament, and, you know, they beat us last time we played them. So I'm sure he was excited for that, and we were excited as well. Unfortunately, they just came out with more energy than we did. So,
one more question? No takers. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.